blijf daar en reis vandaar verder. En zijn er die u niet willen ontvangen, ga dan weg uit die stad en schud het stof van uw voeten tot een getuigenis tegen hen. Zij gingen heen en trokken de dorpen langs waar overal het evangelie predikende en genezing doende. Vers 7. Herodes en Jezus. Herodes, de viervorst, hoorde alles wat er gebeurd was en wist niet wat ervan te denken, omdat door sommigen gezegd werd dat Johannes uit de doden was opgewekt, door sommigen dat Elia verschenen was, door anderen dat een der oude profeten was opgestaan. Maar Herodes zeide, Johannes heb ik zelf laten onthoofden. Wie zou deze zijn van wie ik zulke dingen hoor? En hij trachtte hem te zien te krijgen. Vers 10. De spijziging van de 5000. En toen de apostelen teruggekeerd waren, verhaalden zij hem alles wat zij verricht hadden. En hij nam hen mede en trok zich met hem alleen terug een stad genaamd Bethsaida. Doch de scharen bemerkten het en volgden hem. En hij ontving hen en sprak hem over het koninkrijk Gods. En die genezing van noden hadden, maakte hij gezond. En de dag begon te dalen en de 12 kwamen bij hem en zeiden tot hem, zend de schade weg, opdat zij naar de dorpen en hoeven in de omstreken en hoeven in de omtrek gaan om onderdak en spijs te vinden, want wij zijn hier in een eenzame plaats. Maar hij zeide tot hen, geef gij hun te eten. Zij zeiden, wij hebben niet meer dan 5 broden en 2 vissen. Of wij zouden moeten heen gaan om voor al dit volk voedsel te kopen. Want er waren ongeveer 5000 man. En hij zeide tot zijn discipelen, laat hen gaan zitten in groepen van ongeveer 50. En zij deden het en lieten hen allen nederzitten. Toen nam hij de 5 broden en de 2 vissen. En hij zag op naar de hemel, sprak de zegen uit en brak ze. En hij gaf ze aan de discipelen om ze aan de scharen voor te zetten. En zij aten en werden allen verzadigd. En het overschot werd door hen opgeraapt 12 maanden met brokken. Vers 18. De belijdenis van Petrus, de eerste aankondiging van het lijden. En het geschiedde terwijl hij in het gebed alleen was, dat de discipelen in zijn nabijheid waren. En hij vroeg hun en zeide, wie zeggen de scharen dat ik ben? Zij antwoordden en zeiden, Johannes de Doper, anderen Elia, weer anderen dat een der oude profeten was opgestaan. Hij zeide tot hem, maar gij, wie zeg gij dat ik ben? En Petrus antwoordde en zeide, de Christus Gods. En hij vermaande hen nadrukkelijk en beval hun dit niemand te zeggen. En hij zeide, de Zoon des Mensen moet veel lijden en verworpen worden door de oudsten en overpriesters en schriftgeleerden en gedood worden en ten derde dagen worden opgewekt. Hij zeide tot allen, indien iemand achter mij wil komen, die verloochenen zichzelf en nemen dagelijks zijn kruis op en volgde mij. Want ieder die zijn leven zal willen behouden, die zal het verliezen. Maar ieder die zijn leven verloren heeft, om mijnentwil, die zal het behouden. Want wat baat het een mens als hij de gehele wereld heeft, wint, maar zichzelf verliest? Of zelfs schade leidt? Want ieder die zich voor mij en voor mijn woorden zal schamen, voor hem zal de Zoon des Mensen zich schamen, wanneer hij komt in zijn heerlijkheid en die van de Vader en de heilige engelen. En ik zeg u in waarheid, en er zijn sommigen onder degenen die hier staan, welke voor zeker de dood niet zullen smaken. En voordat zij het koninkrijk Gods gezien hebben. Vers 28. De verheerlijking op de berg. En het geschiedde ongeveer 8 dagen na deze woorden, dat hij Petrus en Johannes en Jacobus medenamen en de berg opging om te bidden. En het geschiedde, terwijl hij in gebed was, dat het aanzien van zijn gelaat anders werd en zijn kleding werd stralend wit. En zie, 2 mannen spraken met hem, en wel Mozes en Elia. Deze in heerlijkheid verschenen, spraken over zijn uitgang die hij te Jeruzalem zou volbrengen. En Petrus en die met hem waren, werden door slaap overmand. En toen hij ontwaakte, zagen zij zijn heerlijkheid en de 2 mannen die bij hem stonden. En het geschiedde, toen deze van hem scheiden, dat Petrus tot Jezus zeide: Meester, het is goed dat wij hier zijn. Laten wij 3 tenten opslaan. Voor u 1, en voor Mozes 1, en voor Elia 1. Want hij wist niet wat hij zeide. En terwijl hij dit zeide, kwam er een wolk en overschaduwde hen, en zij werden bevreesd toen die wolk ingingen. En er klonk een stem uit de wolk, die zeide: Deze is mijn Zoon, de uitverkorene, hoort naar hem. En terwijl die stem klonk, bevond Jezus zich alleen, en zij zwegen en verhaalden in die dagen aan niemand iets van hetgeen zij gezien hadden. Vers 37. De genezing van een bezeten knaap. En het geschiedde, toen zij de volgende dag van de berg afdaalde, dat een grote schare hem tegemoet kwam. En zie, een man uit de schare riep zeggende: Meester, ik smeek u naar mijn zoon om te zien, want hij is mijn enige. En zie, een geest grijpt hem, en dan schreeuwt hij plotseling, en hij doet hem stuip trekken, dat hem het schuim op de mond staat, en als hij hem mishandelt, laat hij hem nauwelijks los. En ik heb uw discipelen gesmeekt hem uit te drijven, en zij hebben het niet gekund. En Jezus antwoordde en zeide: O ongelovige en verkeerd geslacht, hoe lang zal ik nog bij u zijn en u verdragen? Breng uw zoon hier. En nog terwijl hij naderbij kwam, wierp de boze geest hem op de grond en deed hem stijf trekken. Maar Jezus bestrafte de onreine geest en hij genas de knaap en gaf hem terug aan zijn vader en allen stonden verslagen over de majesteit Gods. Gaan we naar vers 45. De tweede aankondiging van het lijden. En toen allen zich verwonderden over alles wat hij deed, zeide hij tot zijn discipelen: legt gij deze woorden in uw oren, want de Zoon des Mensen zal overgeleverd worden in de handen der mensen. Maar zij begrepen dit woord niet, en het was voor hem verborgen, en zodat zij het niet verstonden, en zij durfden hem niet naar dit woord te vragen. En er kwam ook een overlegging bij hen, en wie van hen de meeste was. Maar Jezus kende de overlegging van hun hart, en hij nam een kind en plaatste dat bij zich. En hij zeide tot hen: een ieder die dit kind ontvangt in mijn naam, ontvangt mij. En een ieder die mij ontvangt, ontvangt hem die mij gezonden heeft. Want wie onder u allen de minste is, die is groot. En Johannes antwoordde en zeide: meester, wij hebben iemand in uw naam boze geesten zien uitdrijven. En wij willen het hem beletten, omdat hij niet met ons u volgt. Jezus zeide tot hem: belet hem niet, want wie niet tegen u is, is voor u. En vers 51 zegt: Jezus en de Samaritanen. En het geschiedde, toen de dagen van zijn opneming in vervulling gingen, dat hij zijn aangezicht richtte op naar Jeruzalem te reizen. En hij zond boden voor zich uit, en zij gingen heen en kwamen in een dorp der Samaritanen om alles voor hen gereed te maken. En zij ontvingen hem niet, omdat zijn aangezicht gericht was naar Jeruzalem. Toen de discipelen, Jacobus en Johannes, dit bemerkten, zeiden zij: Heere, wil gij dat wij zeggen dat vuur van de hemel zal nederdalen om hen te verteren? Doch hij keerde zich om en bestrafte hen, en zij gingen naar een ander dorp. En toen zij op weg waren, zeide iemand tot hem: ik zal u volgen waar gij ook heen gaat. En Jezus zeide tot hem: de vossen hebben holen en de vogelen des hemels nesten, maar de Zoon des Mensen heeft geen plaats om het hoofd neer te leggen. En hij zeide tot een ander: volg mij. Maar deze zeide: sta mij toe eerst heen te gaan en mijn vader te begraven. Maar hij zeide tot hem: laat de doden hun doden begraven, maar ga gij heen en verkondig het evangelie en verkondig het koninkrijk Gods. En weer een ander zeide: ik zal u volgen, heren, maar laat mij eerst afscheid nemen van mijn huisgenoten. Maar Jezus zeide tot hem: niemand die de hand aan de ploeg slaat en ziet naar hetgeen achter hem ligt, is geschikt voor het koninkrijk Gods. De uitzending van de 70. En daarna wees de Heer nog 72 aan en hij zond hen 2 aan 2 voor zich uit naar alle steden en plaatsen waar hij zelf komen zou. En hij zeide tot hen, de oogst is wel groot, maar de arbeiders zijn er weinig. Bid daarom de Heer van de oogst dat hij arbeiders uitzende in zijn oogst. Gaat heen, zie ik zend u als lammeren midden onder wolven. Draag geen beurs of reiszak of sandalen en groet niemand onderweg. Welk huis gij ook binnengaat, zeg eerst vrede zij deze huis. En indien daar een zoon des vredes is, dan zal uw vrede op hem rusten. Maar zo niet, dan zal hij tot u terugkeren. Blijf in het huis, eet en drink wat men u geeft, want de arbeider is zijn loon waard. Gaat niet van het ene huis naar het andere. En als gij in een stad komt waar men u ontvangt, eet wat u wordt voorgezet en genees de zieken die er zijn en zeg tot hen, het koninkrijk Gods is nabij u gekomen. Maar als gij in één stad komt waar men u niet ontvangt, gaat naar buiten op haar straten en zegt, ook het stof van uw stad dat aan onze voeten kleeft, wissen wij af tegen u. Doch weet dit, dat het koninkrijk Gods nabij gekomen is. Ik zeg u dat het voor Sodom te die dag drakelijker zal zijn dan voor de stad. Wee u Korazin, wee u Bethsaida, want indien in Tyrus en Sidon die krachten waren geschied, welke in u geschied zijn, reeds lang zouden zij in as en zag gezeten zijn, zich bekeerd hebben. Doch het zal voor Tyrus en Sidon drakelijker zijn in het oordeels dan voor u. En gij, Kafarnaum, zou gij tot de hemel verheven worden, tot het dodenrijk zult gij nederdalen. Wie naar u hoort, hoort naar mij. En wie u verwerpt, verwerpt mij. En wie mij verwerpt, verwerpt hem die mij gezonden heeft. En de 72 zijn teruggekeerd met blijdschap en zeiden, Heere, ook de boze geesten onderwerpen zich aan ons. En ook de boze geesten onderwerpen zich aan ons in uw naam. En hij zeide tot hen, ik zag de Satan als een bliksem uit de hemel vallen. Zie, ik heb u macht gegeven om op slangen en scorpioenen te treden en tegen de gehele legermacht van de Satan. En niet zal u enig kwaad doen. En evenwel, verheug u niet hierover, dat de geesten zich aan u onderwerpen, maar verheug u dat uw namen staan opgetekend in de hemelen. Tot zover, lieve luisteraars. Ik heb gelezen Lucas hoofdstuk 9 en Lucas hoofdstuk 10 tot en met 20. Wens ik u allen Gods rijkste zegen toe, met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene zo tezamen. En de Heere zegene u allen in Sion. Halleluja. Amen.
Amen. Amen, zuster Emma. Dank u wel ook vannacht. Sifanya Radio West, een fijne gezegende nachtrust toe. En zo de heer Edley, tot morgen.
Ja, moederkoor, dank u wel. En de groetjes aan zuster Marlene.
Zal ik doen.
Dag, moederkoor.
Zeg maar. Dit was het openingsgebed. Gebracht door zuster Emma. Nu, Pastor Samuel Lee met een gesproken woord in het Engels.
This program is presented to you by Samuel Lee World Evangelism. Our goal is to reach the entire world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to educate man with the universal principles of God and to co-partner with Christ in liberating man from all forms of evil and injustice. For more information on Dr. Samuel Lee's ministry, please visit www.slwe.net.
I'm going to start to deliver my message to all of you. Most of the time in life, we have been disappointed. Most of the time in life, we have been disappointed. Either we are disappointed by people, or we are disappointed by situations of life, or we are disappointed by institutions and governments. But I can assure you that any person in this building today has been going through disappointment in life. There is no person who says, I have never been disappointed in life. Well, some of us, we tried so many times, but we failed so many times. Today, my message is for you. My message is for you who is tired and failed, who has lost his hope and failed. I come to tell you, do not give up. That is the theme of my message. Do not give up. I want you to look at your neighbor and say to your neighbor, do not give up. That is the theme of my message today. Do not give up. Do not give up. And my scripture is from the Gospel of Luke chapter 18, from verses 1 until 8. The Gospel of Luke chapter 18. We will be reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 18. From verse 1 until verse 8. If you are there, say yes. All right. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Jesus said, in a certain time, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about any man. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversaries. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I do not fear God or care about man, yet because of this widow keeps on bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she don't eventually wear me out with her coming. And then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them down? I tell you the truth. He will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Amen. This is my message for every one of you today. The message today is, do not give up. Do not give up. Jesus said to his disciples, there is only one verse that's already so important. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, you should always pray and not give up. You should always pray and not give up. What does always pray means? What does it mean? Pray always. Pray always means do not give up, my brother. Pray always means do not give up, my sister. No matter how many times you have failed, keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on trying. Keep on hoping. That is what always means. Jesus did not just say, keep on praying. He said, keep on praying always. In all times, keep on praying. In all times, do not give up. No matter how many times you fall down, try to stand up again. No matter how many times your head is down to the wall, keep on going. Keep on trying. Do not give up praying. Pray always. Listen, my brothers and sisters, no one can take away hope from you. You understand me? No one. Let me take my jacket off. No one can take away hope from you. They can take away your books from you. They can take away your diplomas from you. They can take away your house from you. They can take away your dignity from you. But the one thing they cannot take away from you, and that is hoping. No one can take away hope from you. Only one person can take away hope from you, and that is you yourself. You yourself. Jesus said, always pray. Do not give up. And then he said, do not give up. What does do not give up mean? Two secrets. Do not give up. It means take action. Take action. When you pray, take action. You can't just sit home, do nothing, and waiting for God to help you. No, take action. Do not give up means take action. No matter how many times you failed, try. Don't say, I tried one time, it failed. I tried two times, it failed. I tried how many times? Pastor, I am a failure. No, my sister. No, my brother. No child of God is a failure. Is somebody listening to me? No one is a failure. Every person has a destiny with God. Every person has a plan with God. Do not give up. Do not give up. Try. It is better to try and fail than do nothing. Did somebody listen to me? My brothers and sisters, it is not the end of the world. Hello. Have hope. It's not the end of the world. You are not going to die. And even if you die, so what? You will see kingdom of God. You are a child of God. This is not the end of the world. Why do you lose your hope? Why do you lose your faith? Why do you lose your trust? It's not the end of the world. Sometimes we are so deep in problem, we think that this is the end of our life. How many of you have that experience? Few years ago, I was in some problems. I was thinking that this is the end of my life. I was thinking that, you know, nobody can feel what I am feeling. Nobody can feel what I am. But when today I am remembering those days, I'm laughing. Did I really worry for those things? Hey. Hey, keep your head up. Do not lose your hoping. Do not lose your trusting. Do not give up. That is what Jesus said. Pray always. I will come later on what that means, pray always. Pray always. Do not give up. Pastor, I am the last child in the house. Nobody attentioned me. That's why I'm a failure. Hey. You are what you say you are, my friend. Change your attitude. Change your character. God can do it for you. God can help you to do that. Listen what happened. Listen what happened. He said this. In a certain town, there was a judge. Somebody say judge. Listen, this judge, he did not fear any God. He did not fear God and he did not fear any man. He didn't care, to be honest with you. This judge. Are you listening? Do you know what this means? This means that this judge was reckless. Reckless, heartless. This judge represents our world. It is true, my brother and sister. If you go outside, even sometimes inside the church, we can be reckless and hard. Because that is life. Life is not going to cry for you. Life is reckless. Is somebody listening to me? Life is hard. Life is not easy. You know, some people said, Pastor, when you go to heaven, I heard from somebody, when you die, you go to heaven, you just say fruit and fruit will come to your mouth. You just say, you know, fruit, apple will come. Whatever. Cocos, it will come. Whatever you coconut, it will come. Life is not like that. Maybe heaven is like that, I don't know. But life here is not like that. Nobody give you anything for free. If somebody come and help you, my friend, be sure that one day he's expecting something. That's the nature of human being. That's the nature of human being. If you think that he will not expect something, you're a fool. That is life. That is life. Life is not easy. Just like this judge is not easy. He was reckless. He was hard. He was tough. That's the world today. If you and I, God forbid, we die today, will it come to the newspapers? No, nobody cares about us. Who cares about us? Nobody. Nobody's interested in us. That's true. That is the world. Because the world is wicked. The world is tough. The world is hard. That is why Jesus Christ said, have the heart of a dove, but the mind of a snake. You understand me, my friend? You can't have a heart of a dove and a brain of a dove. You will fall. And you cannot have a heart of a snake and a mind of a snake, then you are an evil man. There is a good combination. Have a heart of a dove and a mind of a snake. Is somebody listening today? Do not give up your hope, my friend. Don't let people just walk by you. Don't look at people. Hey, I feel like preaching today. Yes, this world is, you know, reckless. I'm sorry for you. That's what they will say. I'm sorry for you. Life is not fair. I told you before. Life is not fair. Jump up, jump down, pray and fast. Life is not fair. Life is tough. Either you're going to get tough, or you're gonna become a soft cake. Soft cakes will collapse soon. Somebody, I feel like preaching today. Hey. There is no mercy in this world. No mercy. Nobody cares for us. That's why we need to take care for ourselves in the name of the Lord. This judge had no heart. He didn't fear God. Who cares? You go and say, one time I was begging, so in the name of God I'm begging. He said, I don't believe in God. Why are you begging me? You see, these people, they don't even believe in God. You don't. Why do you even use the name of God for that? He don't care. This man didn't care. No mercy. But the Bible says, there was a poor widow. Somebody say poor widow. There was a poor widow. The most suffering person in that town. A widow. The husband is not there. A suffering woman, poor woman. Do you know what poor means? Poor means poor. Understand? No money, no cash. Because with money you can buy many things. You can buy many things. Even love, you can buy it with money. I'm telling you, this is our world. You have money, people will love you. They will bow to you. They will shine your shoes. I'm telling you. My shoe is not shine today. Because I have no money. You see, my friend. Money will buy everything. Even love is buyable these days, unfortunately. Is somebody listening? This woman is poor, nothing. She doesn't have anything. Nobody helps her. Maybe the children are not even there among to help her. This widow kept coming to this hard and rough judge. The Bible says she kept coming. Somebody say, keep coming. Look at your neighbor, say, keep coming. Say it again, keep coming. Don't give up, brother, keep coming. Don't, sister, don't give up, sister, keep coming. Come on, keep coming. No matter how many times they are against you, keep coming. No matter time, how many times they say no to you, keep coming. No matter time, how many times they shut the door against you, keep coming. No matter time, no matter how many times they are against you, brother, keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming until the door will be open, brother. I'm telling you today, keep coming. Keep coming. This widow, she didn't have money to buy the judge. Because in those areas, you can buy the judge. I don't know in Holland, but in Middle East, easy. Compensation fee. Fee on the table. You can buy the judge. This woman, this poor woman, did not have money to buy the judge. But she had something. She had hope. She had persistence. She keep on going. She keep on going until the judge become tired. Oh, come on now, somebody. She kept on coming. She kept on trying. Look at your neighbor, say, keep on trying. Hey, keep on bothering. Keep on bothering. The Bible says she kept on bothering that judge. Hey, don't stop bothering somebody. Bother. Bother until you get what you want. Somebody, I feel like preaching today. Keep on bothering. Some of us, we just lose with one. Somebody faces sad, we lose already. Ah! Don't look at people's mind. Don't look at people's faces. Because if you look at people, even you look at me now. Look at my face. You lose your hope. You see what I'm talking about? Don't look at people's face. Don't be emotional. Put your trust in God. Try. Don't give up. Oh, but I've been there already many times. Go again. Try again. Knock the door again. Bother. Look at your neighbor. Say, keep on bothering. Say, keep on bothering somebody. Hey. She had nothing. She had no money. She had no connections. You know, in those days, you have connections. You can do many things. She didn't have any connection. But she kept on pleading. She kept on hoping. She wanted something, brother. What was it that she wanted? Justice. And I come to tell you, every one of us needs justice in our life. Because we are God's children. We deserve to be treated well in life. Hello. You deserve the best in life, brother. You deserve the best in life, my sister. So you are claiming what belongs to you. Justice. Justice means answered prayers. Is somebody listening to me? There are so many secrets in this Bible passage. He said, for some time, I'm coming, for some time, the judge, the reckless judge, the hard judge, the angry judge, refused. The woman goes there, sorry. Rejection, 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 rejection. I don't care about you, woman, rejection. If you have cash, I help you. You don't have, I don't care about you. Rejection. But verse 4, thank God for verse 4. Look what verse 4 says. For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about man, yet I want to give her what she wants so that I will be free from her nagging. You see, listen to me, my friend. Somebody say finally. Your finally time is coming. I said your final time is coming. You keep on hoping. You keep on praying. You keep on knocking. My friend, I'm telling you, your final time is coming. There is a final time for everything. There is a final time for you to receive your blessing. For there is a final time for you to receive your anointing, your joy, your happiness, your dignity, your visa, your paper, oh, whatever you want. There is a final time for everything, my friend. Hey, don't give up. Don't lose your hope. This is not the end. This is not the end. Don't lose your hope. You know why? Because finally. Hey, you are not Pentecostal today. I said because finally. Because finally you arrive to your destiny. Hey, don't look at the circumstances of your life. Finally, the final hour is coming. There is always a final time. There is always a time for victory. Hey, do not give up, my friend. The judge was tired because she was bothered. I remember when I was a child, I want something from my mom. My children are not here, thank God. When I want something from my mom, I keep on bothering her. My friend, I kept on bothering until I got the car I want. You understand? Keep on bothering. Keep on bothering until that whatever is controlling your life, whatever it is that is holding grab of your life, is going to be tired and is going to crash. You see, my friend, let me tell you something. If I hit this wood 5 times, it's not going to break. But if I keep on beating him, maybe it holds me 1,000 times, 2,000 times, 3,000 times, but eventually it's going to break. Keep on beating, brother. Keep on beating. Keep on hoping. The judge, the Bible says, the judge was tired of being bothered. Ah, this woman is bothering me. I'm tired of her nagging every time I see her face, every time. It's true. That is persistence. If you want something, my friend, you're going to get it. If you want something, you're going to get it. You don't come and say, preacher, I didn't get it. No. If you didn't get it, because you didn't work hard for it. Because you work hard for it, I'm telling you, God is going to bless you. Hey, the Bible says, seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. The judge, as I said, was tired. Why? Do you know why? Because the woman kept on bothering. The woman was persistent. The woman did not stop hoping, did not stop with the first problem that comes. Many of us Christians, as soon as one problem comes, we are stopping. One letter from lawyer that rejects us, oh, we lost hope, we are going back. No, my friend, try. Try all you can. Try. Be persistent. I want to quote Martin Luther King Jr. How many of you know Martin Luther King Jr.? The one who fight against segregation in USA. Martin Luther King said, I am quoting. He said, throw us in jail and we shall still love you. Bomb our homes and threaten our children and we shall still love you. Send your hooded perpetrators of violence into our community at midnight hour and beat us and leave us half dead and we shall still love you. But be you assured that we will wear you down by our capacity to suffer. One day we shall win freedom, but not only for ourselves. We shall so appeal to your heart and conscience that we shall win you in the process, and our victory will be a double victory. In other words, burn our houses, arrest brethren, put them in prison because they are undocumented, surveillance people in the street because they are black. We still love you, brother. We still love you. Come and knock on our doors and ask for our resident permit. We still love you, brother. But be ye assured that through our suffering, we will make you shame. through our suffering, we shall win this battle. And I'm sure some of you are in suffering today, brother, but you shall win your battle. You shall cry out. You shall suffer, yes. But the end of suffering is always victory, brother. The end of, hey, I feel like preaching today. Hey, there is power, my friend. If you are in suffering right now, whether it is emigration, whether it is sickness, whether it is whatever it is that you are suffering right now, I want to tell you one thing, brother. The end of suffering is victory. Do not give up your hope. Try, be persistent. Keep on knocking, keep on going. Don't give up. Try. You will find. You will find. Will God not, look what the Bible says. Then Jesus said, this man, this evil judge, he was so tired of this woman. He said, take it. I don't want it anymore. I'll grant you justice. But now, look what happened. Look what the Bible says. In verse 6, Jesus said, listen to what the unjust says. Unjust and ungodly man. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen one? How many chosen ones are here tonight, today? Come on. You didn't answer me. I'm sweating. You are sitting. Come on, somebody reply. I said, how many chosen ones are here today? Yeah. Oh, come on. You don't know your gospel, man. I said, how many chosen ones are here today? Amen. He said, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Are you crying to God day and night? Jesus said, keep on praying. He didn't say go to your pastor and elder, pray for you. Keep on praying. Keep on hoping. Keep on praying. He said, will not God bring justice for his loved ones, his chosen ones, who keep on crying, who keep on crying day and night? Verse 8, I tell you, he will see. Listen, he will see that they get justice. Hey, and he will get it. Somebody preach to me now. Quickly. I tell you, he will see that they get justice. And not only justice, they get it quickly. But there is a however behind that quickly. As I'm coming to preach now, there is a however behind that quickly. But then he said, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? If the Son of Man is here today, and I'm sure he is here today, will he really find faith in you? Or is it only lip service? You know what lip service is? Lip service. He said, God will grant you justice. Why? Because you will keep on beating. You will keep on knocking. But the question is, he will do that for you when you are persistent. But there is a question. Is there faith in the house? Is there faith in the house? You can come to church, but you don't even believe anymore. You just sit. You come here to see your friends and brother. Hey, how are you, brother? I had a football game and I have a nice game. And we drink coffee. You go home. My question is, do you have faith? What does faith mean? I'm coming. I feel like preaching today. He said, it's true. I will grant you your desire because I am compassionate. I love you. I will open doors for you. But there is one question I have from you. When I come, will I find faith? If Jesus Christ appears in his body right now here, will he find faith among us? What is faith? Listen what faith is. Faith means that that in the middle of your doubt, in the middle of your controversies, in the middle of your hardship and problems, you keep on believing in something that seems to be impossible. That is faith. Some people said, Pastor, faith means you don't have doubt. No, man, come on, don't get theological to me. Everybody has doubt. But faith means even though you doubt, you try trusting. You try believing. Hey, come on, faith means when every circumstance is against your circumstance, you still try hoping. People will say you are crazy, you are out of mind, but you still try believing. That is faith, my brother. Faith is not emotional something. Faith is that you're going to stand in the storm and say, no storm can make me shake because I'm a child of God. Faith means that I'm going to stand on my feet because my trust is in Jesus Christ. That is faith, my friend. That is power, my friend. Faith doesn't mean, oh, my pastor will pray for me. No, my friend. If the problem comes, maybe pastor will run himself first. That's how life is. That's world. You have to fight for yourself. You have to stand for yourself. Come on, Papa. Am I not right? That's the nature of man. Faith means in the middle of your doubting, somehow, deep inside of you, brother, you believe that some way, from somewhere, somehow, there is a hand invisible, not touchable by the power of man, will come and help me out of this. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I am sure he will come. I'm talking to you, brother. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, hey, keep on hoping. It's not the end of the world. You may say, Pastor, how am I going to see my husband again? I've didn't seen him for 20 years. I don't know, but there is a way. You may say, Preacher, I am the most undocumented of the undocumented ones of this society. I come to tell you, that's where you need faith, my friend. You may say, Preacher, I'm sick. I've been everywhere. I tried people to pray for me. The doctor said there is no way for you. Hey, my friend, in the middle of your doubt, try to believe. Try to hope. Hey, my mama. Hey, my papa. It's not the end of the world. Why do you worry? Why? Why you guys worry so much? Some of you, when I look at you, I become worried. I'm telling you, the way I look at you, your face already worry me. Hey, don't worry. Life is beautiful. Be happy, Hakuna Matata. Hey, Papa, don't worry. There is an invisible factor in your life. People of the world say, ah, God, you know, God is sleeping. Let me tell you something. The greatest social changes in life came through God. It was God that inspired Martin Luther King Jr. to change America. It was God that help us to fight for injustice in history. Don't say, don't put God outside. There is a God in your life. And God will answer your prayers. Keep on praying. Let us stand on our feet. I want you to do something. Oh my God.
We hope you have enjoyed this program. We are delighted to hear from you. Please write to us and share what the Lord has done to you through this tape. You can write your testimonies to Samuel Lee World Evangelism, P.O. Box 12429, 1100 AK Amsterdam, The Netherlands, or email to info@slwe.net. You are also welcome to visit our website at www.slwe.net or www.samlee.org. Remember, you